The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Coming to you live from the Geek.io studios, we're clogging your inner tubes full of nerds. This is the Geek.io show.
Transform and roll out.
With your hosts, CJ and Rachel Folt. Jared Azevedo. With mad support from our producer, Jared Budlong. A proud member of the AWPA Network.
Welcome to the Geek.io Show, episode 31. Somehow we got here this far. Thank you for your support. Recorded Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. I am Jared Budlong.
I am Jared Azevedo.
Joining us this week is our favorite tranny in the Outback, Dale Campbell. I didn't write that. I did.
Preface.
Okay. All right. Making sure.
Yes, I wrote my own intro. God damn
it. Yes.
That's my intro.
So
that's
Dale,
my
throw some chips on the body.
How did the how's the world surviving in future land?
Oh, the future is hard. Very, very hard.
So you guys survived. All right, we survived September 11th. Good.
Yes, yes. Well, this time around you did.
Well,
this time around you did.
Sad day. Okay, so Dale's here periodically. We love him.
Yes.
If you don't know who he is, check out the website geek-io.com/. I think can we do /Chef Wonder?
Chef
or do we
Wonder.
Have to do individual shows. We can do /Chef Wonder.
/Chef Wonder drives it to the menu, and then
perfect.
You click on the link that you like. There are many different links that you can get, and yeah.
Click your.
So if link clicking is
you're
your
listening
thing,
into the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go right there.
So
and click all you want.
If you like what we do,
have a click fest.
Yes, go in there and have a click fest.
If
you enjoy the show and have free time on Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, because I live in Central, we're going to discuss it in Central Time, not Future Land Dale Time,
which is
at 2 in the
confusing.
Afternoon at 12.
No, it's 12:13 for reference.
All right.
You're only 2 hours off.
On Thursday.
Oh, man, so close. So close.
so close.
It's tomorrow.
He said New Zealand time, which I'm
I'm not in New Zealand. What I was going to say is you can watch the show live at geek-io.com/live. You can view us on YouTube and also talk to us in the chat and IRC. So feel free to jump in and do that. And I guess we're going to probably just jump into...
Yeah, because you can't really geek out with me about my stuff because, you know, everyone knows me.
Well, you know. That's
yeah.
Everybody does. It's Dale from the Outback.
Apparently,
if they don't
Woo!
Know you, they're just not cool. So,
meh.
They don't matter. Not really. You do. Please come back. We'll just jump into what we've been playing. If we're playing.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew.
So I guess we can read, we can go ahead and read CJ's since he didn't get to make it tonight. Everybody's been playing Splinter Cell Blacklist. He attended the 20th anniversary of the Magic the Gathering. We can check out geek-io.com for a post about that. He's got a new job DBA. What is DBA?
What's DBA?
Database Administrator.
Oh, thank you so much. I was thinking TBD, like to be determined, but I couldn't figure out where. I was like, how does that even fit in?
It means he's going to be a DBA. I'm curious as to what kind.
Delicious, bad.
Oh, I want that job, god damn it. Actually, I do have that job. I'm just interning.
So evidently he's going to be a database administrator. Sweet. And then he's been doing boring daddy
fancy.
Stuff. Daddy stuff's never boring. I hate to break it to everybody who doesn't have kids, but that's never boring.
I don't think he thinks it's boring. I think he's thinking that everyone else would think it's boring.
Okay, I could go with it.
For him to talk about it.
I
think is what he's saying there. I don't think he's saying it's boring.
Okay,
Because I know he's...
I like listening to daddy stuff.
Text translation like children. Doesn't always work out. So, CJ, don't miss another show, and I won't screw up your... come back.
Hey, at least we stuck with what he said. We could have, you know, deleted what he said and, you know, typed whatever.
That's just pretended true. Like he didn't exist.
That's true. CJ, who's that guy? We fired those two again?
CJ, he's not in this. He's not in the dock.
Hey,
we
fired them once. We can do it again. We can do it again. So
and again. And again.
I don't have that pulled in here, I don't think.
You don't have that pulled up.
I don't have it pulled up. That's sad, too. That would have been a good clip. All right. I will go ahead and go first since that's the tradition. I don't have anything written in. And I will take CJ by picking myself. So that's really loud. Can you guys hear that?
What is that?
That's music from downstairs.
wow.
Awesome.
It's either really loud or you have an awesome microphone.
Hey, that's pretty loud. I can hear it through my headphones. that's really distracting.
Distracted.
I should mark this as a point to edit. I probably won't. We'll just leave it. I'm trying to think of what I've been doing. It's boring daddy stuff, quote unquote, but we've been potty training our kid, and it's been a week, and he's actually doing pretty well. It's I've never potty trained a kid before, but my wife works at a preschool, so she does this stuff all the time, and he's doing pretty good. Today, he actually only had one accident, which was cool. So,
wow. Rock on.
A cool accident.
Yeah. Well, not a cool accident, but only one is cool. So that the fact that he only had one is the cool part.
How does one simply have a cool accident?
What, you've never had a cool accident before?
No. Not when it involves messing your pants. those are never cool.
All the cool kids wet their pants.
I was gonna say, we're bribing him. So we basically said, hey, if you at least try, you get a gummy, like a little, you know, fruit gummy thing. And then, you know, if you go, you get more. So it's like, hey, you know, at least you're trying. And he's probably just doing it to get the gummies, but at least he's trying. So we're okay. I think today was the breakthrough, though. At school, he actually told them he needed to go, and then went and then did. So that's the end of my boring daddy stuff. that's mostly.
We need a bumper for boring daddy stuff.
We'll make one, and it'll involve
boring daddy stuff.
Boop, daddy boop. Stuff.
We have a cry. I wonder what this cry sounds like. Hold on. No idea what
sound
that was
like
from.
A child.
That was awkward. I'm
no,
so sorry.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
so good.
We'll have to find another one. I'll try to find one before next week. I will try to find one before next week. No guarantees. So I would go next. Let's go into the future with Dale.
Let's blast to the future. Let's go back to the future. Actually, it's all the way over there. I was going to hold up something that I picked up from Target the other day.
Whoa. You guys have Target over there? Hold on.
We have Target.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Not Target. They have Target.
Oh.
Target.
Oh, so T-A-H-G-I-T. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Pretty much. $10 was the first season of Smash. Yes, that Smash.
The one we watched, like, season 2, episode 17, completely randomly.
The one we watched the series finale of.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we know how it ends.
Finales.
How they got there, I have no idea, but I know how it ends.
It was ruined for us like the Titanic.
Oh,
too soon. Okay.
Too soon? What? When did Titanic come out? Like, okay.
Wait, the shipwreck's even likely. Further back, so there's no story on that. It kind of happened.
Anyway. So, yeah, I haven't watched it yet because I've been super busy with other things, but it is sitting nicely right over there for me to, you know, watch eventually. But something I have been watching instead was Arthur, the children's program. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Say that on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh, Arthur. Okay, sorry.
Arthur.
My bad. Sorry.
Yes.
I think Dale's pronouncing it properly, actually.
Yeah, no, he probably is. I'm just used to Alabama pronunciation. Arthur.
Stop it with your goddamn American pronunciation. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, why is that, Dale? I mean, I watch a lot of Curious George, but
because
I'm watching it with a 17-month-old.
Yeah, you have a child.
So, so what's your excuse?
I actually need something, you know, fun and dumb to kind of, you know, well, it's not dumb, but kind of just fun and light to put on occasionally in stressful times. Anyway.
So during stressful times, you don't watch, like, Breaking Bad or The Walking Dead?
No, I don't watch Breaking Bad. I don't watch The Walking Dead. I don't play Call of Duty. I just watch Arthur.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Also, Awesome Nauts on Steam went free to play, so I downloaded that. It just said, hey, there's 2 days left to download this random game that, you know, you've never associated yourself with. So, you know, we're just going to give it to you for free. So I was like, cool, free game. Yay, I don't really play games, so, you know.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with taking a free game, though.
No, I'll take a free one whenever I can get it. Jeez, did I just say that? I think I did. Anyway, I relaunched Dale's Reviews / Rant and Reviews the other day. I don't know if, to Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. So every Tuesday night I watch a horrible movie and, you know, rant on it. So that's fun. The episode should be coming out next week, even though it was meant to come out this week, but, you know.
And we should clarify that's your Tuesday, right? Not our Tuesday?
No, it's actually both.
What?
What?
Whoa, hold on. How did you do that?
How did I do that? Math.
Crazy web math technologies. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. So, it'll be released 11 p.m. Tuesday my time, but it'll be 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Time, whatever it is, American.
Well, there's like 12 of us in America. No, there's like 4 or 5 time zones. So is that Eastern?
That's Eastern, yeah. Okay. Even though I just said Eastern, but anyway.
Oh, well, you changed it to something. You said something like, I don't know.
My Eastern and American Eastern. I work in those two terms.
Look at you.
Sticking to the East. University midterms are over, thank God. They have been stressing me out because I literally had 2 exams in a row. It's kind of like, oh, my mind just was full of stuff. What else? Also, mind blown. Also, work has been forcing me to use technology that looks like it's from literally 1990.
Fantastic.
It looks like it's ran off like DOS 1.0. It literally
is.
Does
it have a dot matrix printer?
Yeah. Well, yes, it does actually. There is a printer. It's just hooked up to the wall and looks like it's... Yeah.
That's fantastic.
9 feet tall.
I remember I used to work at a bank and we had to use a command line email program. And I was like, what are you doing?
Command line email.
Like, literally, you could only see like 4 sentences at a time. And you had to hit the page up and page down button on the keyboard to scroll through it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I work in a supermarket, we have to basically scan all the cold goods that come in because they have such a short expiration date. Kind of have to scan them to keep on top of when things expire. So we basically have to scan it, and then it comes up with all this ginormous long thing, and we basically have to hit OK. That's all we have to do. It's pointless long lines of nothing for nothing, pretty much. And that's all I've been doing. And seeing that the other person who hasn't put anything in the dock isn't here, I'm going to go with Azevedo.
Way!
So,
hooray!
Yay! That's all!
I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night, but a friend of mine recommended Dread, the new one, not the old one, not the Stallone one. It's currently on Netflix streaming, came out last year, I think, and it was really good.
I keep hearing conflicting stories. Somebody else recently told me it was a piece of poo.
I mean, it's not, like, brilliant, but it is a visually impressive. It does kind of have a video game plot, because it's about him getting in this building and then it getting locked down and him having to work from the bottom to the 200th floor without dying. So it's a very much a video game plot, you know, to get to the 200th floor to fight the boss type thing. But it was interesting. It was really incredibly shot. The cinematography is fantastic. It's beautiful.
So you said it came out last year.
Yes.
Yeah, 2012, I believe. So I do recommend checking it out on Netflix. It's on Netflix. It's free. If you're bothered by lots and lots and lots and lots of violence, skip it. But
probably
otherwise,
not your movie. So.
Otherwise, go for it. It's good. I had a good time. And then today I watched the latest Breaking Bad, and wow.
I hear that show is good. But yeah, I just don't watch stressful things when I'm stressed. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't think this is a spoiler, but basically today this latest episode has the most intense cliffhanger I have ever seen in anything ever.
Ah,
fantastic.
Okay. Is that available for Australians at any point in time? Or do I have to wait 7 years for the DVD to come out?
You can check Amazon Instant Video and see if they've got it over there. I don't know.
Well, you guys,
I don't know what your options are.
Don't you get some of those shows like the day after, or is that?
That's the UK.
Some.
Okay. No, some. I was supposed to say I thought they got some also though.
Oh, did they?
Some.
Yeah, like
a few.
I know that the UK gets Breaking Bad like the next day on. Is it Netflix or Hulu or their own thing? I can't remember. They have some kind of deal.
I think it's on Netflix, and that was the kind of the crazy part. I was like, really? I mean, that's how we're going to do this. Like, okay, fine.
Yeah, and it's oh, man.
Have a look.
But yeah, it literally, the episode ended in the middle of a gunfight.
Whoa.
Literally.
Whoa. Some people may care.
I'm not saying who it was a gunfight between.
Okay, all right.
But it was literally...
People did stuff with things. And
people shooting at each other... Roll credits. What? What? Come on.
Yeah, there's a cliffhanger if I ever saw one.
Hey,
it's much like this show if we were just, you know, close the show down now without, you know, finishing what we've been playing with.
Do the outro. Just bink. Done. There was some really big news today. Have a good night.
Yeah, there was.
And then boring.
There was some huge news. Anyway.
And my boring daddy stuff. Bella has learned how to unlock the Kindle.
Yeah.
But she can't really do anything yet. There's like a coloring program that sometimes she'll open and scribble stuff around. And then she'll usually like bring it over and make me play Bad Piggies while she watches.
Nice. Nice. I didn't even mention this earlier. Josiah took his first computer class. I mean, it's literally like showing him a mouse and saying, this is your pointer finger. And they put a marker dot on his finger, you know, like pointer finger, so he knows which one to click with. But he's two, so I really can't complain. But I was like, man, he's two. He's
interesting.
Like, here's a mouse. And Alicia put it, I think she put it on Instagram or Facebook, which ends up probably being both anyway, because they're owned. Anyway. But yeah, it's him sitting around the table with like five or six other kids, and the teacher's teaching him how to use a mouse on a laptop. And I was like, you know what? I mean, the mouse and keyboard probably are around, I guess, but the mouse won't be here forever. I mean,
no,
it's going away. We all should know that by now. But
I'm gonna wave it out. Yeah,
but I love my mouse.
Anyway.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So she loves the Bad Piggies. She loves the piggies. She thinks they're hilarious and great. And then last night, I remembered I had Angry Birds on my Roku, so I pulled that up and was just playing it to kill some time, where you shoot the birds at the pigs to explode them. And Bella got really upset that I was hurting the pigs.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, oh, no!
That's like, hilarious.
Don't chop the piggy, Daddy.
That's funny.
Chop the piggy, Daddy. It's like, what? What's wrong?
We like the pigs. Please don't hurt
them. But
the
piggies are good. They get in their little cars and slide down hills.
Oh, that's funny.
That was funny. And then, she's almost figured out how to work the DVD player. Not yet, though.
I think we've talked about this in the past, but Josiah is all about some tablet playing, so That's his. It's not. You're not too far behind him. He unlocked it probably about the same time, and then started actually trying to play with it. Now, given it, he just recently has gotten good at playing an entire, like, there's a Lego game where you can. It's you're not really building things, but you're clicking on different pieces, but they're Lego styled, and you can. Most of it he could play for a while, but just recently he was able to complete a level where you have to drag your finger and create a road to get to an endpoint. So it's almost like a maze, but not really a maze. You just have to draw the road around objects. And he's like, help.
Obstacle course, sort of.
Sort of. And like the entire time in the past, he's been like, help. Like, I don't even want to try this. Nope. I've seen you do it. I don't want to. I need help. And I'm like, but here, let me hold your hand. Nope. Daddy do it. And I'm like, but you can.
Daddy do it.
Like, literally, I just want to hold your hand to point it, like your finger on the screen and drag it around. He's like, no. But he did it. He did it tonight for sure. I think he did it yesterday also. But he finally actually basically covered the entire possible area with road. But he eventually got to the door. So luckily, all right. No, go ahead.
Nope. I feel bad that I don't have any daddy stories to tell. This is making me feel uncomfortable.
It's all right. Do you have any man bag stories to tell us?
Hang on. I can do this. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. There we go.
Oh, you see, you figured it out. Never mind. Nice. Yeah. Party hat.
Oh, wait, let me get the camera up.
That's all I have.
Sorry. Oh, see, he missed it. Jared, go back
and watch it on YouTube.
You missed
the party hat.
Have you guys ever read that book?
There it is.
Go Dogs Go, but it has the party hat part in it. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, my wife hates that book. And my son loves it, and it makes me laugh.
That was my favorite book as a child.
Thank you. Yeah. I loved it as a kid, too. And it's not surprising that he likes it, but she does not like it. She's like, it doesn't rhyme, it doesn't make sense. And I was like, it doesn't have to. It's just teaching him colors up above and below. And she's like, you could do that a different way. And I was like, it worked for me. I'm not complaining.
So I read that book in my first grade class out loud.
Nice. I have no idea when. I just remember having it at some point. I always thought it was a Dr. Seuss book, but it is totally not.
Nope.
It's put out by Beginner Books under the Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat brand, but not an actual Dr. Seuss book.
P.D. Eastman, I think.
Sure. That sounds great. I like that answer.
Great!
I like that answer a lot. I don't even know.
I'd look it up, but I have like so many tabs open, I'm afraid of my internet crashing.
I know.
Speaking of open tabs, I think it's time to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes to talk about some big news that happened earlier today and over the past couple days. Or is that all? I think it's pretty much all. There's some from the old.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday already? Good. Golly. Okay, sorry.
No. It was 2 days ago. What are you talking about?
For you? Jeez. No.
Yesterday for us.
For you.
We're going to mention the date. And Dale's like, no, that was 2 days ago.
That was 2 days ago. You can't demand.
Whatever. You're right. I can't. That's why I'm like, it's my time. Central Standard.
I can't do Australian math.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't. Oh, this is totally off track. I have a world clock app installed on my tablet I could pull up, and it has all the host time zones, so I can go back. Yeah.
It literally is what? Like 7, 9, 10, midday the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. What?
So, I never said I used it. I just said I installed it because I thought it would be funny.
Just had it.
And then I got a soundboard, so.
I use mine all the time.
Whoa. Because you are better at math than us, you actually care about doing it. I just give up and say, my time is this, you can figure it out.
I loved CJ's point.
Easy.
It depends on who's announces thing, which most of the time it's the Australian that does.
Right. Gotta love Google events that pick your local time. All right. Yes. Yep. So we'll be back in a couple minutes. Hang around. We'll see you then.
Maybe.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 great styles. They've got 7 great colors. Well, technically 6. And then they have wood. I don't call that a color. Maybe you do. Mic'd and non-mic'd versions. They're designed to sound great for music and talk, like podcasts. Engineered for durability. They've got a noise-reducing design. Compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players and most phones. Don't forget, you get 1/3 off of your order. That's right. You get 30% off. Just use the discount code GEEK. Oh, and one more thing. They've got free shipping. Find them at www.geek-io.com/tweaked.
Hey, this is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
Every 2 weeks, we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks, where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
We played a short clip because last week we got threatened to get kicked off YouTube, so hopefully that 1 minute won't cause any problems. I wanted to play a short clip.
I think that ended abruptly.
Yeah, I didn't want to take any chances on playing a 4 minute song because YouTube. We already get kicked out in Germany. Welcome back. Now we are coming back and going to talk a little bit about.
On to the news!
That was a weird transition.
News.
We talk about onto the news.
Wow.
I've got to work on that.
Now it's time to talk about the
talk
news
about
that we're getting on to.
I've got to work on my segue. So I guess we're going to take turns here.
Yes, we are, apparently.
2 days ago for Dale, a day ago for the rest of the world, Apple announced the new iPhones, I guess is how we're going to go with that, because there's the iPhone 5S and the 5C. We'll talk about it, but the iPhone 5C is the cheaper version, which is, I didn't think they'd use a C. Like, we heard rumors that it was going to happen,
yeah.
But I didn't think they're actually going to go, hey, the iPhone 5 cheap. Like, that's how we're doing
it. No, it's for the colors, because there's five colors.
No, nope. It's made of plastic. I don't care. It's the iPhone 5 cheap. That's what it is.
5 cheap.
It's made of polycarbonate.
Okay, sure.
Come on.
All right. It's plastic. So it comes in.
What do you know about nylon polymer?
Nothing. Outside of polymer means plastic.
Nothing at all.
We're still in plastic. It comes in several pastel colors. Reading it off the list, we've got lime green, sky blue, soft yellow, pink, and white. And the first thing that popped in my head was soft kitty. That's the first thing that popped in my head earlier. So it's got the A6 chip, which is the old chip, I believe. The 8-megapixel eyesight camera, Retina display, 4 inches still, because they're not making it any bigger. Get over it. Blah 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 blah. It comes to iOS 7, which is announced for September 13th.
See, they got all the nice pastel colors to match the new pastel
icons. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it matches. Yay. So this
did you see the cover that they're selling for it?
No, I did not see it.
Not in this picture.
I didn't see
the cover. It's even worse. It looks like a Crocs shoe.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. It's the one with the holes and stuff in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks pretty weird. And terrible.
But
you can mix and match the colors. Like, you can get a blue phone. A sky blue phone and a soft yellow case.
By golly, use the right terms.
Color coordinate.
By golly, jeez. By golly. You can get a lime green lime green phone with a soft yellow case.
Like I just don't understand. I don't understand the holes. Is that something on? I mean, is that just for literally for style? Because maybe you've got multiple colors. Is that what that's for?
Maybe it grips better. Yeah, it does. It's right. If you've got a different color, then you can show off that it has a different color.
Is that literally the only? Oh, you know what? It's cheaper. That's what it is. It's cheaper to make that.
Oh, that's true. It's cheaper, and then you can grip it a little bit.
The iPhone 5C
stands
up to its name. It's got cheaper cases too. Look at them.
And then you know the way the holes are arranged, it where it says iPhone, it changes it to the word non, N-O-N.
I wonder if you can put the stupid little Crocs button things inside of it.
Sure, why not?
That's hilarious.
Man, we are not Apple fanboys, are we?
Okay,
we are not. Android users.
Okay, here's the thing.
So, that makes sense.
I'm feeling kind of bad.
I don't hate iPhones. I don't. I don't like them for me personally, but I know plenty of people who have them and like them. Mm-hmm. I just don't like them for me personally. It is a decent OS. That's cool. They have a couple things that I really wish Android did, but it's mainly for audio production / recording. They have a better feature set for that. But overall, it's actually a decent OS. I just think it's funny that when this is getting into one of the next segments for the 5S, but they don't do anything new, but all their fanboys always be like, Apple just made the most amazing thing ever, like a fingerprint scanner. And I'm like, the Motorola Matrix from 3 years ago had that already, so sure.
Yeah. Did it have it built into the home button?
No, it was in the power button, so all you had to do is click the power button and unlock your phone. It was done. So, anyway.
Apple did it so much. The funny
thing.
We get kicked off YouTube in America. That'll be fun.
There was a disaster.
Why would we get kicked off YouTube?
YouTube loves us for that.
Android's the best. Android's the best.
It's the Android.
Look at my S3.
Yeah.
Yay.
S4 says, what?
Just drops it too.
S4 says, what?
Okay.
All right.
S3 too.
You guys. I got mine through work. Otherwise, I'm rocking the Galaxy Note from like 2.5 years ago, so that's fine.
All got our Galaxy phones here.
Hey.
Look at us.
Is anybody getting the gear? No.
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 So,
no.
They're not doing everything,
no.
Right?
Yeah. No.
No. No.
No. No gear for you.
No
gear for you.
Mostly, I mean, I think it's a cool idea, kind of.
Well, I like that.
As far as what it does, but I hate fat watches. I hate them.
I don't even mind fat watches.
And I have no desire to put that on my wrist.
I hate fat watches. I have a fat watch.
I don't
like the locked to the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 at launch. And then, hey, by the way, maybe we'll put on other stuff. And they haven't even said which ones. So my Galaxy Note, probably not. Because it has to have 4.3. And I don't even know if I've gotten 4.2 officially on it. I'm using Cyanogen to get 4.2. But anyway, we are totally not talking about iOS anymore.
So, hijacking the iOS.
Wow. Okay, so iOS.
iOS off track? What is this?
iOS 7 launches September 18th. You can get it for developers if you want it now to play around with. The iPhone 5, we tucked away nicely behind Android. We touched on briefly talking about the fingerprint sensor built into the home button. The funniest thing I saw was a meme online that was basically a whole bunch of politicians. Well, they're probably politicians, but it was them laughing around a conference table, and it said, they said, oh, they were all laughing and said, and they said the fingerprint data would be stored locally. Talking about the NSA storing all our data, so yay. Let's see.
Fingerprint data is only going to be stored locally.
Yeah.
Promise.
Sure.
Honest.
Just like, is that just like the location data from what, 2 years ago? Yeah? No? Okay.
Just looking at the, are we moving
it's
on
like
to
this
the
YouTube
5X
video
now?
Right now. It's only being stored locally.
we're moving on to the 5S.
Well, we're moving on to the 5S. I'm just looking at the camera features. Looking at the camera stuff, that doesn't impress me one single bit. Even though I'm not a photographer, so it's that could be it. But the camera stuff just seems meh to me. Just at the bottom of that.
On that small of a
8 megapixels on a phone. That's
megapixels don't even matter. Okay, if we want to go with
well, I know.
If we want to go with actual photography stuff, the megapixels don't matter. You could throw a we'll just call Nokia out, a 40 megapixel camera in there. I mean, if it depends on the sensor size. I think theirs actually is bigger. But if you put a CMOS sensor or something that's bigger on the phone, that's fine. But Apple's not going to do that because it would take up more space and make the phone bigger. So they're not going to put a bigger sensor. The thing you could do, and that's what the HTC One did really well, was use software to use existing pixels to use them better. In fact, their pixel count, the saved picture, rather, was a smaller megapixel picture, but it used more pixels than it ended up saving. Weird technical things, but basically it used more pixels to treat them as a big pixel to get more light at the same time. Anyway,
yeah,
you could do weird software things to make it better, but more pixel doesn't always make it better. I did see the f2.2 aperture, which is kind of neat. That's a really wide aperture, which means more... this sounds bad without knowing the behind the scenes, but it gets blurrier pictures when things are behind you, so you can get the out-of-focus effect that you get on DSLRs. Now, the problem is that sensor is tiny, so in order to get that, you've got to be really close for that blurry stuff to take effect, if I remember correctly. Obviously, tests will show, but there are some neat things there, but I'm not sure how much of a difference it's going to make. The slow mode thing, I don't even...
120 frames per second.
If you've ever used anything that does true slow-mo, like you... To take a picture that quickly, you have to have a crazy amount of light, or your picture gets really dark, or they're faking it. So it's one of those two. Either they're doing something really cool, and they have a really good sensor.
It's never going to be option three, all right? It's never going to be option three.
Sure, like the bumper on the iPhone 4. there is no problem. Just buy a bumper or hold it different.
Just hold it differently. You're holding it wrong. Jeez.
Yeah. So taking photos at 10 frames per second, the 10 FPS for constant shooting, that's actually pretty cool, especially if you have kids. It's really hard to get a picture of them doing what they're doing, because by the time you try to snap the picture, there's always some kind of delay. So if you can start ahead of time and just constantly take shots, that would be neat.
That's good.
And if you have Google Plus, another... that's not iOS, so we can do that. If you have a Google Plus and you upload those pictures in order, it would actually create an animated GIF type deal. So that would be pretty cool. So
I love that.
That would be pretty neat. It would auto-awesomify your iPhone 5S pictures.
Auto-awesomify.
Well, they call it auto-awesome. Why not add more shenanigans on the end to make it not a real word? I like the word shenanigans.
Auto-awesomify. Super-awesomify.
I like it.
Evidently has
that's a new way into the Geek IO dictionary.
Evidently has a 64-bit processor, and I haven't looked into how that's going to be.
Processor.
Yeah, do you want to do that? Because I haven't looked any details into that.
Where
does anybody have any?
I had it open, but now I can't find
it's
my
a,
window.
It's a next
I must
web
have closed link. It. Oh, here it is. Yeah. There it is.
64-bit.
Yes, the 64-bit A7 processor. It's the first... 64-bit processor in a phone ever.
Yay!
Ever. Which means they can write 64-bit apps for the iPhone, which is okay.
Yeah,
that's cool,
yeah.
I guess.
So does that
still support 64-bit or 32-bit apps, of course.
I've got a question. I don't know if any of us know the answer at this point, but on a 32-bit OS on like PC, for instance, there is a limit on how much RAM you can have. Does that translate into a phone as well? So, like, right now, are we limited by how much RAM we can have in a phone because it's a 32-bit?
Yep.
Okay. Is that still the same?
I'm going to assume so.
Is that the same limit of, like,
I assume,
3.5 or 4 gigs,
I mean,
whatever it is?
4. 32-bits can't support more than 4 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
So, I don't know how much RAM is packed.
Well,
I'm
not saying they're going to use more, but I'm assuming that somebody that's making an Android phone is going to make a 64-bit and then throw like 16 gigs because they can. just because they can. I mean, why not?
Just because.
I mean,
why not?
You can.
But
it doesn't mean anybody's going to buy it, and it won't necessarily be available in America, but it might be made. So.
But the ups and downs basic plain English thing is it's going to be faster. Extremely fast. Like, it's at least a 15-30% speed increase. It's going to be running a lot smoother and cleaner. It can handle, you know, faster graphics and high-end gaming stuff. So it's a lot of power in the palm of your hand.
Kind of ridiculous, so since I just got a 64-bit Well, let me rephrase that. I just installed a 64-bit operating system within the last 2
Ooh.
Years. So
Whoa.
The fact that I
just... Yeah.
My processor was able to handle it. I didn't know that because I'm dumb at times. But I went to go install Windows and was like, do you want to do which? And I was like, well, I can do either. Hold on. And I went and checked and my processor could handle it and I had no idea. So I felt dumb because I had reinstalled Windows on that exact computer like 4 times before that. But it was all, you know, XP or crappy Vista. But when I went to install 7, it asked. And I was like, huh, I will do 64, sure. So, anyway.
Uh-huh. And 64-bit can also do, you know, twice as much work in a single cycle, which means using less power because it doesn't take as long to process what it has to do.
Okay.
So, improved battery life, too. But if you're, you know, doing a super high-end game that's, you know, clocking your 64-bit processor to the max, it's going to burn up your battery.
It'll get worse battery life at that point. So, fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the lightweight stuff and most of, you know, the everyday stuff, you should see battery improvement with the 64-bit processor. But if you're, you know, maxing it out and fully using it to its full potential, you're going to suck it dry.
I was going to say, one thing I noticed on my tablet is I was trying to, because I was trying, not because I thought it was practical, but just as an emergency purpose, I was seeing if I could edit the show together on my tablet, and it's possible, but the export process, oh my god, it's so slow. It takes forever. And I'm assuming it's because of the amount of RAM and the processor speed, but oh my gosh, like normally exporting, you know, the hour and a half show or whatever we do takes probably 10 minutes on my desktop, and then...
what does your desktop have as far as processing and RAM?
Sure. It's
dual core, quad core.
Yeah, it's a dual core. That's a core two.
Sure, it's not an answer.
It's a core two duo, and I've got I think 5 gigs of RAM. But you know, it took like 10 minutes, maybe. Tablet. I'm just guessing. But the tablet was like, how about 45 minutes later? I might be done. That was the estimate. It was like 45 minutes.
I could be done.
I guess I'm up enough.
Approximately.
Wow. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, a tablet. I think there's some that have dual core processors now, but. You know, if you have two
or four
processors, you got four things working at the same time, then you've
got a Tegra in my
lots of RAM, which means make things happen faster. Because
I think I've got a Tegra, which should be a three core. Is that did they have those four tablets? I know that the Xbox was a three core, and that was weird at the time, but I think my tablet does.
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah, then it's probably just a memory thing.
Yeah, or it's, I don't know, but I'm getting distracted.
The less reading and writing it has to do, the faster it goes, is basically
right. The
rule of thumb.
I'm getting really
distracted. So you got lots of space in your RAM to do all that stuff, but okay. So yeah, iPhone, you can get a golden one, and it has a 64-bit processor, because it's built-in. So you can shine it, and you can put an ugly case on it if you want.
Yeah, so
yes. you can you make some
wait? The oh, cases? Do the cases for the C match the S? Do those work?
No. Okay. The cases for the S are leather, and they have a color matched microfiber interior.
You say leather, but do you mean leather or do you mean fake plastic leather?
It said leather. Okay. It said leather.
Right. Oh,
crap!
It's a quad core
on the
tablet.
Apple site.
What the? I have a quad core display core processor in my tablet. I'm going to blame
Asus. Battery life on that.
It's pretty good. It's usually, depending on how long I actually use it and what I'm doing, I can get probably 10 or 12 hours.
Wow.
But I think the OS that's installed on it is kind of dumb because it hangs worse than my phone does. And my phone's a dual core. So I think there's something weird about Asus, their flavor of Android. So anyway. Completely off topic. Again, back on Android. Jeez. Sorry, guys.
Jeez. Sorry, guys.
My bad.
We're just so sorry.
The one thing I would even consider getting an iPhone or an iPad for is literally for audio recording and podcasting. Because they have some really sweet apps that let you record via USB from a mic or a mixer like I've got. And it also will let you play sound clips and stuff back out of that the headphone jack at the same time, which Android can't do currently. It's a dedicated app with its own specific drivers. Like it's getting really into the nitty gritty, but Android is behind in some areas. But it's all for like very niche markets, not the general public. But
And that's okay.
Yeah, no, no, that's fine.
That's okay.
I'm trying to take a phone and use it as a computer, so I have to, like, realign
my
expectations.
It'll get there eventually.
Yeah,
Give it some time. Yeah. We're working on it.
I mean, we just put a 64-bit processor, so we'll have it taken care of soon.
Baby steps. Speaking of boring daddy stuff, it's baby steps.
Yes, thank you. Well played.
Didn't.
Getting us back on topic. All right, so iPhone everywhere.
iPhone everywhere.
That was all yesterday, 2 days ago if you're in Australia. That,
yep.
So on and so forth. Let's see. McDonald's is testing a mobile app? What is... Sorry, I missed that one earlier, evidently. What are they doing? Mobile app order and payment system. Oh, okay. That's actually, I don't know about payment, but Five Guys has that, where you can actually place your order through their app and then show up and just pay. But
through the app and then go and pick it up.
Yeah,
right?
You can do that with, I think, Pizza Hut, and maybe Domino's has one.
Domino's,
Subway might have one too, I think. I don't actually keep up.
Hold on. But I don't...
This story will be discussed on this week's Geek.io show, recorded live Wednesday the 11th of September at 10 p.m. Eastern over at geek.io.com/live. Sorry.
Fantastic.
That's CJ.
thanks. The only thing I think is different that I've seen is there's no payment in the Five Guys app, so I don't know if anybody else does payment also. They're saying payment or ordering and payment, which is kind of neat. So you could actually literally just walk up, show them your phone, and pick up your food, but... I mean, first off, it's McDonald's. Second off, how much of a hurry do you have to be in to where you can't at least go in and pay for something? I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Laziness, I guess. I mean, people just want to do everything
all from your phone.
The couch.
If you can do it all from your phone, it makes the NSA's job easier.
So. They know exactly how much bad food you're eating. They report that to your insurance company, and your premiums go up. I'm going to channel Dvorak today.
Yeah. In the past 6 months, you've had 300 chicken McNuggets. So
we're going to... Your premium's going to go up.
We're going to imply the McNugget clause that you... the clause that you didn't see in your contract.
The Mick clause. That's what they'll just call it. The
Mick clause.
Oh, wow.
But you eat too much McDonald's.
So if you're a McDonald's fan, check out their app that they're testing out, evidently. So somebody...
Yeah, they're testing them out in Salt Lake City and Texas.
We should ask... but his is Burger King. Never mind. I was going to say we should get in touch with Scott Johnson and have him see what horrible experience he can have, but that's usually...
That's what weird thing happens.
Yeah,
it's Burger King or Sonic.
Yeah.
Or Sonic.
He could try McDonald's. You never know. Something crazy might happen now because he's trying their mobile app. But I think the next one. Oh, I skipped over one. Roku.
Well, you skipped over the Roku one.
I was going to let you handle that because you have a Roku. So
since I'm a Roku owner, this is pretty exciting. So Chromecast is out. Lets you stream video from your phone or a Chrome or a tab in your Chrome browser to your TV. So Roku. You can't have none of that. Can't have them doing that because they're the streaming video people, right? So finally, for the app that they, created like 3 years ago and then added the ability to stream music and photos from, which were like, if you could do photos and music, then why not stream video? Well, you finally can. You can stream video from your Android device. So, sorry. iPhone people.
Right.
I'm sure it's coming soon.
Could that be a... I don't know why you can't do that from iOS already. Wouldn't it just be AirPlay? Couldn't you...
Guess. But not your dedicated Roku thing. Like, Roku app, as it works now, you have different buttons, and then you have a streaming button, I guess. I can't remember what it's called. And then you pick photo or music, and then it looks at what's on your phone, and you click on it, and it streams it to your Roku, and everything starts going.
Okay.
And it's going to basically do that for video on your phone. So you're not going to be able to stream, like, what your screen's seeing. Or,
oh, so it literally is only local media. Okay, which is
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's only local media.
We our
it's the Chromecast.
Our post by CJ says it was competing with Chromecast, but that's the exact opposite of what Chromecast does. They won't let you stream yeah. local media currently.
really?
Koosh, right. Yeah, Koosh got his app taken down from the Play Store that. That he
oh they don't it's have, called Play on Roku is the yeah, button in the app the I just opened it up and looked.
The Chromecast doesn't currently have an SDK or a public API. It's there, but they're still testing it out. They haven't released anything. So basically, anytime you try to take advantage of it, if they find out or realize it, they will probably kill it, like they did Koosh, who's a big part of Cyanogen, or maybe AOSP. Anyway, maybe a part in the Android development, the open source area. He created an app that would do exactly what we're talking about to a Chromecast, and then his app stopped working when the Chromecast got an update. And he was like, "Really? Like, come on, fine." But then, you know, everybody pointed. You know, he noticed or knows that the API isn't public, so he was just hacking into it essentially, and they
right.
They said no.
I remember now, hearing that.
Eventually,
story.
Yeah, eventually they're going to let you or. That's what we're hoping is that eventually they'll let you. They haven't said anything official.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean,
the only thing I can think.
Well, I guess they want you to spend money in their.
No,
their
not just not that. But. It's I'm sure Google wants to. The problem may be with partners who are creating apps like Hulu or let's say you know 20th Century Fox as a company. If they're going to create an app that will stream stuff to the Chromecast, they don't want the possibility of people pirating stuff. So they don't want to support something that can support piracy. So.
That makes sense.
Well, it's dumb, but yeah, unfortunately.
But it makes
yeah.
sense.
I see their point yeah. of view.
I mean, you can say why.
Yeah. I see where they're coming from, but still, you can't fight piracy that way, but I can see why they would think that way as a big company. So that.
But there are already services, I think. I mean, I know PlayOn lets you stream local media to your Roku.
Right.
And I think Plex also does.
Yes, Plex should as well. Plex is fantastic. And I don't have enough local media to care. I used to use PlayOn for Netflix going to my Xbox, I think, because I wasn't paying for Live, and then I just ponied up and bought Live again. So, but PlayOn's actually fantastic outside of a couple glitches, but I haven't used it in like a year and a half or two, so they may have gotten
better. Yeah, they've gotten better. It's still a little glitchy.
Well, the biggest issue, this is totally off topic.
It usually works.
The biggest issue was it was rendering the Flash video on your computer and then just streaming that to your external device, so the Xbox at this point. And fast forward and rewinding, the Xbox doesn't know. It's not a local file. So if you try to fast forward past the point where it's buffered, the whole thing just goes and it stops working. You can't even fix it by rewinding. It just doesn't know what to do and craps out, and you have to start the whole video. Oh, no. And one of the funny parts was if you hit, I think even if you didn't restart the Xbox or something weird, like if you stopped the video and went to go play back, it would just pick up where the video was buffering because PlayOn doesn't realize the Xbox broke also, so it just kept playing. So you would go hit play and it would just pick up like where you were at the beginning of the buffer. So you might have skipped 20 minutes of a 1 hour long movie. So it had some weird glitches. So.
I've gotten a little bit better at that stuff. It's still not perfect because it is, it's buffering
it's
and then streaming it over. So.
It's a hack. You have to learn the limitations and get around it. So we would never fast forward, even if we had already seen that part. We would just pause or just let it play.
Suck it up and just go with it.
They do have like a resume now. Like if you don't completely exit out of the app and you had a video when you like accidentally hit back or something messed up and you go to play it again, it'll say, "Hey, you were already watching it. Do you want to pick up where you left off or do you want to start over?"
Oh, nice.
So it does have that now, which is nice.
That's fantastic.
And if you start over, then it already has all the buffer.
Oh, so it saves that locally.
It'll pick up where it's left off and it's still buffering.
Yeah. Okay. And then that information gets sent to the NSA and they know exactly where you
exactly
left off.
Exactly what you're
and they report it to Hulu.
Your crappy
and
movie.
Everybody gets fired.
Or, no, and then they also have... I haven't played with it, but Play Later, which basically you set what you want to record, like if it's off Hulu or Netflix or something else, and it buffers it and then stores it to a local file.
Oh,
so,
that's fantastic.
So basically it kind of pretend streams it and then saves it to a local file, and then you can just pull up that local file through the local media streaming stuff, which is cool.
That's pretty fantastic, actually. That
so
if you have bad internet,
but I haven't.
That could be
yeah,
very handy.
But I haven't ponied up the yeah. That's why I use Play.
Right.
But I haven't ponied up for a Play Later license because I just
is it a separate license?
And I don't. Yeah, it's a separate license, and I just don't care enough.
I was gonna say I might just install Play On, but it's a separate license.
Right.
So never mind. Yeah. I don't need it that bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next item on the list looks like Steam Family Sharing is beginning a limited closed beta in mid-September, I believe. I'm trying to pull that tab back up. It's like 1,000 accounts in mid-September. So I think it's funny that the internet is like, yay, Steam, you're amazing! And this is what we got pissed at Microsoft for. Like, really? Like, this is exactly what Microsoft was trying to give us on the Xbox, where you could have 10 people, that's the limit on Steam as well, that you could say, hey, this game's really cool, play it. If I'm not, you can, cool. So you can't do multiplayer, that's completely understandable. This is designed as a trial play where you used to be able to hand somebody a disc. This is the same thing where digitally they can just play the game while you're not. It's a fantastic idea. I loved it about the Xbox One when it was announced. And then we took out all the DRM stuff, which means we get no family sharing and people praise Valve and hate Microsoft. I'm so confused still about how that happened. They're saying not every game is supported. Obviously, I mean, the game's probably got to have something available in their built-in DRM. Can you share and play at the same time? No. Up to 10 people. I'm trying to think of all the big points. You can have access to the DLC. That's kind of cool. So if you have DLC for a game, you can access it, but the borrower can't purchase DLC for a base game they don't own. All right, that makes sense. So if you don't own it, you can't get the DLC. You have to get the other version too. That's fine. Your family sharing privileges may be revoked if your library is used by borrowers to conduct cheating or fraud. So be careful who you share to.
Right.
Oh, man. I guess they have to cover themselves. That makes sense.
Are they really your friends? Are they really? Right. Are they really?
No, you're just that's partially preventing like random groups online from joining up and saying, "Hey, be my Steam friend, and you know we'll share games." You just want to be careful on who you do that with.
Be careful who your friends are.
Yep. Bring condiments.
What?
I said bring condiments. It was a horrible joke.
Okay. I'll bring the pepper if you bring the salt.
Sweet. What's a really popular song? Pepper song? I can't even think of it. Never mind.
Push it. All right.
Sure.
Yeah, push it. Really good.
Push it. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Now that we jump back to the 90s.
Now don't change.
New Humble Bundle. Is anybody interested?
That's TLC.
Nope. That is TLC.
There's a new Humble Indie Bundle out. If you pay currently $4.53, you unlock the two extra games, one of which is Fez. You can get Fez for $5.
I have gotten to like level 2 in that game.
And the other unlockable game is Faster Than Light, which I think I've heard of.
I've never been heard of FTL. So
FTL. And then the other games are Trine 2, Mark of the Ninja, Eats Munchies Beta, and Brutal Legend. And there's going to be more coming soon, and if you pay, of course, over the average, you get the other games included in your package.
You get soundtracks with this one, too. That's not a normal thing, is it?
Yeah, they do that pretty much every time now.
I don't remember that being a thing. Weird. Okay.
Of course, if you unlock the other game, you get the...
Thanks for paying attention, Budlong.
You know, yeah, Budlong.
I think the only Humble Bundle I've bought in the past wasn't the Indie Humble Bundle. It was a... I think it was a THQ.
The only one I bought was the one of the Android ones.
Oh, see, I bought the Saints Row one because I spent $6, I think $7, but $6 or $7 and got Saints Row 3. So it was well worth the $6. The probable days that I wasted in that game. But it's entertainment, so I think $6 is well spent when you could spend $6 at McDonald's and give yourself cancer.
And you can spend that $6 at McDonald's in the comfort of your own home.
Right. You could give it away just like the Humble Bundle. You don't even have to leave the house. They need delivery. That's the only way that can get lazier. I just realized that.
Oh, my
goodness. They need home delivery. So you can open the app.
They can't do home delivery.
And within 6 months, America gets 10 pounds heavier on average.
I was going to say per person.
Per person?
Yeah.
Per day. No, the average obesity rate goes up.
Yes. Exactly.
Exponentially.
Exactly. Next on the docket, I think we have...
Which, not to go back to Breaking Bad, but to go back to Breaking Bad, there was a character in there who was just, like, standing around, and then his phone rang, and that was his ringtone, and it made me smile.
Nice!
Fantastic. That's so good. I like it.
So, science. We've got some new TSA technology on the way, people, because you know you want it.
Not only can they see you naked, we can do something else.
But researchers at the Michigan State University have developed a low-energy laser that can pick up minute amounts of chemical explosives on luggage and clothing. They probably won't be using this laser if it gets implemented for people. They won't be shooting you with lasers for obvious reasons. But
I mean, they're gonna take pictures of you.
They will add it to their...
why not shoot you with lasers?
I'll shoot you with lasers.
Shoot you with lasers while you're naked? Ew, gross.
Pew, pew, anyway. Pew, they'll head into the luggage scanners, and you know that'll at least remove the need to swab your luggage, because Lord knows we put so much explosives on our luggage. It's just ridiculous.
Make sure to wash your laundry before you head out.
Yes. But it's a very low-energy single beam. Requires no spectrometers. That's right, baby. It's very practical. Can scan many pieces of luggage very quickly. And not only can it detect the explosive material, but it can provide an image of the chemical's exact location, even if it's like a minute trace in the zipper.
That's
just pretty nifty.
Okay, that's actually kind of cool.
So, boom, science. Because it's a laser, you know, so you can get like a 3D image of the luggage as it goes through.
Right.
So, speaking of detect some kind of
images, I just met somebody that I haven't seen their shop yet, but evidently he has some really fantastic 3D printers. Like he prints off models for Austal, their model boats they show off as replicas, like exact replicas. He builds those for him or for them.
Sweet,
like, literally, except small pieces that. Maybe like, I don't even know, I can't remember the conversation. There's some pieces that he doesn't make himself, but practically everything from the ground up, for lack of better terms, of those models he does in his shop. And he has the ones that do metal, and he's, I want to become best friends and go hang out with him, because that's amazing. I really want to see a large format 3D printer. Because we're not talking about the 6x6 inch MakerBot you can go buy for $600. We're talking like $100,000. Large scale 3D printer.
Industrial exactly. 3D printer.
Exactly.
Speaking of 3D printers, did you see the 3D copier?
I did not. Yeah. I did not. Do we
have one
link
coming out that's like a... I don't have it.
Is there a link
on
for that?
Hand. I read it earlier. But it's basically a laser like this one that scans a three-dimensional object, creates a model, and then uses a 3D printer to create it.
Is it called the Zeus?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
I just did a search, and that was one of the top ones from 6 days ago.
Okay. Nice.
I'll get it for us after the show. Okay. I won't do it right now because
if we want to do a creep factor on 3D printer, I saw this, I don't remember, it was an article talking about a company that will do a, you know, they do 4D scans for ultrasounds, right? They do the 4D scan and they'll do you a print, like a flat print. This company will do a 3D scan and print off a clear abdomen of the woman and the baby in like a flesh tone, like inside. So it's weird. Like I don't even like the pictures, much less like a print off that you can put on your desk. Like that's just.
Yeah,
it's weird.
The picture's creepy.
Put a frame.
I don't want
the wall.
Like a.
Yeah, is that the thing?
Yeah, just set that on the.
Oh, good.
Set that on your coffee table.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's that? Oh, that's my son when he was in my... Yeah.
That's my son when... Yeah.
That's my son, and that's my uterus.
You're... Oh, that's so weird.
Speaking of boring daddy stuff, geez, we can get back to that. Jeez.
But like, the pictures, honestly, they remind me of the antagonist, I don't even know what to call them, from I Am Legend with Will Smith. Like, that's what they remind me of every time I see one. I see a picture, I'm like, that's the creepy zombie-esque infected thing from I Am Legend. Maybe it's just me.
How did we get from this? How did we get on this from bomb detecting lasers? God would ever know.
To lasers to 3D printers to 3D copiers to 3D.
So we've gone from lasers to uterus. No one does this ever. Thanks.
Only on uterus.
Wait. I have a bumper for that.
See what your tangents do, Bud Long.
Well played, sir.
I have a bumper for that. So
I have a bumper for the uterus, if I can.
I saw Bale's humongous. Oh, hey.
Look, I saw Bale's humongous. Okay. Enough about uterus bumping.
Awkward.
Stop saying dirty stuff for a second, would you?
I've got so balls of steel.
Well, wow, that's a classic.
Yeah. Nice. Bringing back the 90s. Okay, I think that's pretty much it for us tonight, guys. We're going to try to wrap up here.
We got one more thing, but that's coming up soon.
Do we? What?
I'm pulling a tranny.
Okay, it's better than talking about.
Thing that's going to happen in the future?
And further in the future, not just Dale's future.
In about
future
5 minutes.
Wait, Dale's future would be like our future.
Yes.
Right?
Futureception, by the way.
Whee!
Bad.
Whoa.
Boom. All right.
Taking a ride through my future.
Boom.
Oh, hold on. I think I have it. I actually have that.
You have the Inception sound?
Yeah, I think I do.
Whoa.
Where's that? Alphabetical order. I can't find it. There we go.
Beep, boop, beep.
Yeah. All right. Go.
Huh?
Totally Azevedo.
Wait, what? What am I doing?
Wrap up.
Oh. Oh, there's two R's. I see that. But you put it in your color.
I didn't do that. Jeez. Somebody else did. Okay. All right. So, that's funny.
Color.
It's so close to the other one. I just, my bad.
Sorry, Dale, it was your color, so I just didn't even look at it.
Yeah, thank you again, Dale, for being on tonight. We appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with Dale, you can either go to chefwondermedia.com or, as we mentioned earlier, probably in the pre-show, so we'll do that again, geek.show.com/chefwonder. If you want to get in touch with the show, we are on Twitter @geekioshow. We're also on Facebook @geekioshow. You can go to our website, geek-io.com, for all of our show notes, the past shows, archives, whatever you want to call it, and a ton of other great shows and or blog posts. You can also send us an email, as we mentioned several times throughout the show, at feedback@geek-io.com. Next week, I don't even know if we have a guest. So
it's a surprise.
I mean, yes, it is a super secret special surprise, and you have to stick around. And
you'll have to tune in and find out who our guest is.
Yes.
Hopefully CJ and Rachel will be back. We'll see.
Yeah.
We are currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes to visit our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each episode. And we are currently having a contest for codes to Brutal Legend or Mark of the Ninja, which is one of CJ's favorite games of the year. And we're talking about free codes, Steam codes, people. All you have to do is email us at feedback@geek-io.com with contest in the subject line and tell us why these games rock.
Because it's called Brutal Legend and it has Jack Black. Oh. Geekio is a proud member
of
the AWPA network at awildpodcastappears.com or awpa.co, along with A Wild Podcast Appears by Jose Castillo and Retro Collective with PJ Stanton.
The last 20 weeks have led up to this. It is the final of the SmackDown.
The final countdown.
All right, before I get to the results, some awards for the movies over the last couple of months. Whoa, text change much? The freshest movie of the summer was The World's End by Rachel. The rotten movie of the summer was Getaway from me at 2%.
Really, The World End? World's End was even fresher than Star Trek and something else that got a high. There were two that got
Irony Man. Irony Man got high reviews as well. Speaking of Irony Man, it got the highest grossing of the summer.
Indeed.
The to-do list got the lowest. The best value for money was Grown Ups 2. Of course.
I told you from the get-go you were going to do well with that movie.
Yeah. When I got that for $8, I said I was going to do well with it. I didn't expect to do as well as I did, actually.
$11 million you got from that.
I figured I'd make about $8 or $9 million from it.
I was going off personal opinion because I loved the first movie. I still haven't seen the second one yet, but I loved Grown Ups. I know some people hate that movie, I think it's hilarious.
I had no problem with the first one.
I think it's hilarious. But
I wouldn't call it a good movie, but...
It's a fun watch. If it comes on, I'm like, yeah, I'm watching this. I don't purposely look for it, but if it's on, I'll watch it.
Right. The lowest value was, of course, the to-do list as well. So the lowest gross and the lowest value goes to Rachel. Rachel gets 3 special awards.
Unfortunately. Well, she got 1 good one and 2 bad ones.
I see 2 names that didn't get on that list.
Yeah, I know.
No special awards for CJ or I. I see how it is. Okay.
Huh. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah.
In the normal sense, we're going to do it. So, in sixth place, actually, it'd be pretty normal. So, in sixth place, was Spider getting 13.08 million.
Million!
In $1 million!
Million.
Million.
Your headset's muting.
Oh.
We can't hear you.
I'm muting. Okay, so, where was
I? Fifth place. You're good.
Okay, fifth place. Yeah, I just looked down and it's just flashing light at me. It's like, what?
I was like, what just happened?
Flashing light.
Is your party hat in your lap? Is that what happened?
And that's not nearly all? What? Okay, CJ, fifth place with 15.09 million. Rachel is in fourth place with 18.278 million. In third place, we have Jared Azevedo, 21.886 million. In second place, me!
Yay!
22.83. Yay! But the winner of the Geek I 2013 Geek I.O. Summer Movie Smackdown is... Jared Budlow.
I have a drum roll.
Oh,
yeah!
Were you going to play the outro music?
No, I have a drum roll.
That's right, we should have done a cliffhanger. And the winner...
I gave him enough time.
I couldn't scroll to it fast enough.
I'll have to give you 6 minutes next time.
Yes.
It takes a long time for that stuff to get over from Australia.
Yeah. Well, we still don't know how much he made, so you know.
Oh,
it could be a landslide. You never know.
Ooh.
26.582.
So that's the.
Final
Fantasy music.
Yep. The game that I despised and fell asleep during. I'm going to play that as my victory music.
So how much of a victory margin was that? $2 million?
About $4 million.
$4 million? Wow.
Hey, bravo, can I get that spare and just put that in the bank? That would be great.
I wish.
No.
No? Dang.
You wish. We're not doing running totals. That's one thing we're not doing.
No.
Your big winners were you got Man of Steel relatively cheap, and that one did really, really well.
Yeah.
And I overpaid for Star Trek Into Darkness because I was basically expecting it to do what Man of Steel did.
Right.
But it did not.
Yeah. But
it still did well.
On the plus side, you didn't overpay as much as John did for Iron Man.
Iron Man. Well, and he still really overpaid $6 million.
Everything.
Sorry, I know. Imagine if he had just bought it at a regular price instead of paying, what, $50 or whatever it was. Wow.
Dollars.
Oh, man.
What a shukita. It's okay. He didn't understand the rules. We didn't do it quite right.
Sure.
No, it was the first time, so, you know.
Yeah, it's the first time.
There's hiccups. That's fine. Take my glory away from me. It's fine.
And,
it's
okay.
Yep.
No, no, you did well.
All right, we have the top three members of the SmackDown right here, so all the losers just didn't want to show up tonight. That's
right.
What it is.
There you go. This is the top three right here.
That's what it was.
That's why CJ didn't want to show up.
I won't be there tonight.
Yeah, I know you're going to be there.
All right.
No, I'm neither winning or losing, because he did golf rules for a while.
Right. Golf rules, whatever. Nobody plays golf.
Oh, wait, what?
So, yeah, I'm just joking. Plenty of people play golf.
Oh,
no. What star review from golfers?
Yeah. Oh, feel free. What's the email that star review can send emails? Review us in any way. That's fine.
You hate golf, I hate you. One star.
Speaking of golf, it looks like this week there's no Down Under Colorado. Is that right?
No, that's correct.
All right.
Unfortunately.
All right. That's okay.
Real life got in the way of everyone, actually.
So. IRL happens. IRL happens. How It Stacks finished our recording for Power Rangers, so that should be up next Tuesday. We actually had an in-house guest. It's the second time that's happened, so we were super stoked about that. We actually had to reschedule for us last time when my stuff crapped out. So we got him back in, recorded Power Rangers. It was a pretty fun time. And that should be up, I think, Tuesday is when we normally post. So sometime Tuesday it should be up. Transformers? What is that? Power Rangers.
Oh, Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. What? Power
Rangers. Dale does listen.
It was the, it's the 20th anniversary of that show, believe it or not, in the U.S. It's been around for 20 years and still is going strong.
That's crazy.
So,
crazy.
Wow. Anything else coming up this week? I have no idea because it wasn't put in the notes.
Disney had a villains episode, apparently.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that
episode
happened.
Episode 6, and then... /66. Yesterday.
Yeah. 666 already.
Yeah.
I understand Blasting to the Future, but, you know.
Feels like I'm not
they recorded all their episodes.
They're
going
to go from 5 to 666. It's fine.
Yep.
I just wanted to get them all done at once. Just get it over with. It's fine.
They'll just slowly post it
out
one at a time. Speaking of shows, do you think we could sound or look better? Feel free to head over to our website, geek-io.com/tipjar, and send us some cash. We'd be happy to put that towards the show, get better webcams, better mics. That also helps us keep
plastic
the show.
Surgery.
Plastic surgery. Yeah, sure. You know, if you give us enough. sure.
Donate money to keep me here. Go to geek-io.com/tipjar.
Donate money, but you also have to let us know what you want done at feedback@geek-io.com. So anyway, if you donate $5 or more, we'll read whatever you'd like on air. So feel free to donate and give yourself a shout out or just say something funny or make us say something funny and or stupid. It'd be fun.
And you get to pick your person, I hear.
I believe so. If you would like say specific person to say a specific thing, you have to donate at least $5 and we'll be happy to do that.
Eat more Cheetos. We can be heard. It's heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review, and we will gladly read it on the show.
Yes. No dishonest allowed.
Yes. Honesty.
Yes.
So if you tell us we're good, we're gonna not read it
because we'll know if it's honest or not.
Do you want on 1 stars because you know Jared had to make fun of your love of golf? Then just be honest about it.
That's fine. 1 stars and say they hate golfers. Don't listen if you don't like golfers. that Budlong guy, he doesn't even like golf. He doesn't like Final Fantasy. He doesn't like golf. What is wrong with that guy? Jeez.
I don't know. Jeez.
So I think that's it. About to wrap up episode 31. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about before we head out?
No.
No. Well then, I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
We shall continue this later.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.